Scripture Meditation Series, Volume 1, The Word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Psalm chapter 33, verses 6 and 9. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Psalm chapter 119, verses 89 through 91. Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to Your ordinances, for all are Your servants. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Psalm chapter 119, verse 160. The entirety of Your word is truth, and every one of Your righteous judgments endures forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will by no means pass away.